Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
When you lose a battle, you know, you kind of second-guessing now. Ai was 12,000 folk. They just sent a handful of people in there and got whipped. Now you're talking five kings? Now think about it a moment. Just because we read this in the Bible, we know the end of the story. You got to think this thing through. Joshua was told many times to fear not. Why you think God was telling him that? Amen. There was fear. Amen. Many times, Joshua, be strong and of a good courage. Why? Fear was on him. It's interesting. I don't have this verse in front of me. I wish I had written it down when I was reading it. But there's a verse where Moses changed Joshua's name. His name was Hosea or something. They changed it to Joshua. Hosea had to do with his own strength. You know, what he could do in his own strength. But Joshua meant that it's like Jesus, God's strength. So before Joshua really got bad, it was because God changed his name. You see, he proved that to him in Exodus chapter 17 in the first battle. Joshua thought he was bad. Amen. In himself. But the battle would turn and he would start losing when Moses' hands went down. Amen. Now they're looking up on the hill and they getting beat down now because Moses' hands got tired. Amen. Whenever they saw them hands go back up, they started winning. So God had to get Joshua from confidence in himself, Hosea, to Joshua, confidence in God. God fights the battles. So he was a work in progress because he had to go from his own strength. He had to feel Moses' shoes. He had to be convinced of God. Joshua, fear not. Fear not. Have not I commanded you to be strong and of a good courage? He had to be transformed. He had a metamorphosis from being confident in his own strength to becoming confident in God's strength. Now, they had lost to Ai. Now, think about it a minute. You know, you think about the last battle you lost, and, you know, they were only 12,000. And, you know, psychologically, just think about it. You're thinking, man, we lost to them. We had to go in, and then God had to step in, and we had to kill somebody in the camp, and all. And then we got it right. But you think about that loss with 12,000 folk, and now you got five kingdoms. And, okay, first of all, you got to ride all night. No sleep. No rest, you riding. Now think about it, you riding on your horse. And these are the ones deceived you. These ones lied to you. Now you all messed up and tangled up in this affair because you didn't seek God. Anybody, don't raise your hand, just look straight ahead. But anybody ever thought, you know, how could I be so stupid? You ever kick yourself? How could you do that? How could you miss that? What's wrong with you? I want you to catch these feelings. I want you to catch these emotions. Because they happen to ride all night to fight against five kings. And they ain't did nothing yet. It ain't even their battle. These Gibeonites then trapped me into having to fight this fight against five kings. Somebody say, all night. All night. Not only that, when they got to the battle, history will tell you they had to go uphill. They had to go so many, I don't know if it were some thousands of feet up, but they had to march up after traveling all night. They had to go up. I don't like these Gibeonites, no way. They lied to me. I done rode all night. I'm edgy. I'm tired. Ain't had my coffee. And now I got to go up the side of this hill and five kings waiting on me. See, this was not one of those stand still and know. Come on. Yeah, this was not a stand still and know that I'm God. You know, just rest, Josh. Just hold on. If we understand, this is where the grace to war begins to manifest. This is where it manifests. When you've given all, when you have nothing left, you've reached your end. Really, that's not just a good saying. That's where God really shows up. That's where God really steps in. That's where God really is allowed to prove himself. Not only that, they had to top it all off when they did engage in the battle. It was a fierce battle. An all-day-long fierce battle. And after, now listen, after the day was, after the sun was going down and the day was ending, the enemy still wasn't defeated. It still wasn't over. They were still fighting. Tired, no sleep. Going uphill. Fighting a battle that didn't seem to be theirs at all. Think about how stupid could we be for these Gideonites to get us into this. And against five kings that were bent on taking them out. Now, not only were there physical challenges, there were psychological challenges. How many of us, a lot of psychological warfare? As I've been harping on here, some of it, you can be thinking how unfair this is. This just ain't fair. This just ain't right. Anybody ever been in warfare like that? Lord, I don't deserve this. How in the world did I get into this? Unfair. Look at somebody tell them, life is unfair. Then you go to hashing all around over in your mind whose fault it is. You know, if my captain just had a said, you know, let's pray about this. You know, come on, psychologically, this ain't fair. Then, you know, you can get into the blame game. It's their fault. I'm in this predicament because of them. And then, like I said earlier, I think we've all been guilty of this at some time or another, whether you say so or not. You say, how stupid could I have been? Thank you for the three amens. Y'all might as well say amen. You made some decisions you wish you could take back. And you kick yourself wondering, well, how could I allow that? Where was I? And my wife and I were looking at some marriage videos, and I caught something that really had me chuckling. You know, it talks about the nerd and the free spirit. You know, the one that's very particular, very precise, and very accurate with things, and then the one that's just a free spirit. And he was saying how, you know, talking about the free spirit, he said, when you come to have a meeting over finances and that, he's saying to the free spirit, be sure you bring your brain. And always be sure you bring your brain to engage. You know, free spirit is like saying, well, whatever, you know, you go ahead, it's okay. That'll bring your brain so you can engage yourself. So you can be part of the decision making. That don't mean that free spirits are stupid. It's just that they don't like to engage their brain. They like to stay free. Come on, do the wave, all you free spirits. It's like they have a good time. Hey, hallelujah. But you need free spirits and you need the other ones. You need both because they think out the other side of the brain. As a matter of fact, see, Jesus established this. Those that think out of the left side of the brain are very factual, if I'm correct. One side or the other. But one side is very factual. It's precise. It knows and operates with fact. The other side of the brain operates with imagination. Amen. And you need both. Because imagination is what is the substructure. It's what structures things that can change facts. You see, we don't need to deny facts. Faith never is in denial of facts. Faith will look fact right in the eye and say, that's a fact, but my faith has touched another reality that supersedes that fact. It's a reality beyond and greater than that little piddly reality. Look at somebody, tell them, this too shall pass. Everything we see with our eyes is variable, subject to change. I got a question for you. When the battle begins to grow fierce, where will you put your energies? Will you put it into making excuses? Will you put it into finding fault? Will you put it into kicking yourself and letting your esteem just fizzle away? Or will you rise up and allow the grace of God to take you to where you couldn't go yourself and to do what you couldn't do yourself? I want to say some things to some of you here tonight. I really believe this is a prophetic word for a prophetic time. The perfect setup for catastrophic defeat. Perfect setup for catastrophic defeat is the perfect setup for a miraculous victory.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in Beggar Grace.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.